So we've talked a lot about Bible studies, different ways to do Bible studies. But many people say, well, what about prayer in Bible studies? So today we're going to talk about that.
All right.
So the key to relationships, any relationships, if we just step back about prayer,
right.
what is sort of the key to all relationships?
Well,
talking.
There's talking. If you don't have a little talking or communicating one way or another, you don't have much of a relationship.
And then if someone's doing all kinds of talking but nobody's listening,
no relationship.
It's a two-way thing. It's talking and listening, listening and talking.
Right.
And then repeatedly, it's the habit of talking mm-hmm. and listening. So you and I have been doing this for 30 years.
Yeah.
And because we've been talking and listening for 30 years, we have a connection to one another that's
right.
strong, that's deep, that has history.
Right.
It's hard to break a connection like that because you have
right.
way too much history, too many layers and things. So if I see something offensive to you, it's in the context of 30 years.
Right.
Whereas you get to know somebody new, and then you say one offensive what thing, and then they're done with you because
right.
they don't have the context of 30 years.
Right.
So when we talk about talking to God, we have a special word for it. We call it prayer.
Prayer. Yeah.
And the special word we have for listening is Bible study or Bible reading or Bible meditation.
Right.
And then the habit of prayer and Bible, we have a special word.
Right.
It's called a Bible study.
Yeah, repeatedly.
Because, so a Bible study really is a habit of this talking and listening. And so far we've talked about the listening part. Of course,
yeah.
there's a lot of talking and listening going on while we're doing that.
Right.
But so we wanna throw in there into this whole Bible study discussion how different ways that you can actually do prayer within the Bible study context.
A biblical approach.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. First, this is a simple one. It's Acts. Each letter of the word Acts stands for something. The first one is adoration. Then there's confession.
Yep.
Then there's thanksgiving. And then there's supplication. So adoration, let's just talk about
each
adoration first.
Okay.
Okay, adoration, you know, I think a lot of non-Christians come to the church and they hear somebody say adoration, they have no idea what that means.
Yeah, yeah.
What is adoration?
A Christian buzzword.
It's a Christian buzzword, but it comes from adore. Okay, mm-hmm. everyone knows when you adore someone,
right.
you...
compliment them, sort of.
Yeah, you put them on a
pedestal, yeah. You lift them up.
You lift them up.
Like Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Great
the basketball
player.
Yeah. So then people say, Michael Jordan is awesome.
John Rahm, a great golfer.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we do that in prayer too. Lord God, you have created the heavens and the earth. You are awesome. You are grace. You are forgiving. You are. In other words, it's sort of a list of the attributes. Now, does God know these things?
Right.
Of course he does. But, God knows your whole prayer.
Right.
So I know I just talked to somebody last week in the pickleball world who said, well, I never pray because God already knows all these things.
Right.
I said, okay, yeah, God doesn't need it, but you may need it.
Right.
Right.
And
so,
it's fun. I mean,
yes.
When I watch the Golf Channel, really, what is the Golf Channel? It's a constant adoration of, and Phil Mickelson, or Tiger Woods, or and their whole thing, and I'm just smiling away, like watching the amazing pot he made.
Yeah.
But God is way more amazing
right.
than any one thing he or person he created, like Tiger Woods.
Right. Right. So
it's fun to talk
about
that.
If the Queen of England comes, everyone lines
yeah.
the streets.
Yeah.
And what does that do for people? To lift someone else
right.
up lifts you up.
It does.
Right? So yeah. so to adore God for who God is reminds you, if I'm saying, God, you're so awesome, the
yeah.
creator of the heavens and the earth,
right.
then why am I worrying about this little thing that I have in
right.
front of me today?
Right.
So it helps you in your life to do this. Then there's confession. Well,
right.
that's simple enough. You know, what things do you feel bad about? You know,
right.
Lord, I didn't give my wife the attention I should have. I was
right.
self-absorbed. I was selfish.
Right. And you actually get healed through confession.
Right. Next, thanksgiving. To give thanks. It's
right.
It's hard to be negative and thankful at the same time.
Yeah, I know.
If you're negative about something, start making a list of the things that you are thankful for.
Right, right.
And it will lift you out of your depression.
It will.
Supplication. Now, that's a big word, buzzword, too.
Yeah.
We need it because it's S on X. But it's about, well, what needs do you have? What do you want?
Right.
What do you want God
right.
to do anything about your life?
Yes.
Your family, your marriage, your personal life, your business, your friends, your church, the conflicting world that we live in. So what are those things? And so you can use these things in a Bible study. Remember, we actually made Acts
sheets
worksheets.
Early on, yeah.
And people wrote them out, and then they would bring their Acts sheets to the Bible study, and then we'd go around the room. And then at the end of the Bible study, we'd actually go, okay, we're going to do the Acts prayer. I'm going to say adoration, and read a couple things that you have.
Right.
And then when everyone has participated a little bit, I'll move on. Confession.
Right.
And now everyone reads something
powerful.
That they wrote down. And,
right.
and what's cool about this, especially a new Christian who doesn't, or even an old Christian who never has prayed publicly.
Right.
Right? People are threatened by prayer in a public thing.
Right.
And because, and the reason we're threatened is we hear people do it so well in public, right? They know how to take the plane up and they fly it and do a few loop-de-loops and then they got the right words to bring it in for a landing.
Mm-hmm.
What's nice about this is when we get to the Thanksgiving thing, Thanksgiving, and I say, I'm thankful for my spouse. Okay?
Right.
I don't have to take the plane up. I don't have to have the great beginning and the ending and Jesus, you know, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Mm-hmm. Amen. No, I don't have to know any of those things. Mm-hmm. I can, with three words, I can succeed at public prayer.
Right.
And for some people, this is the first time they've ever prayed publicly.
Right. And they actually did it.
They did
and often the Holy Spirit shows up.
Yes.
Miraculously. It's pretty cool.
All right, so the Lord's Prayer is another sort of outline that you can use.
Right.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy. That's adoration.
Adoration, yeah.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So where in the world are you? Could you pray that God's will could
That's
be done?
More adoration.
Yep. Give us this daily
supplication.
Bread. Right, so what are your needs? And forgive us our
confession.
Trespasses.
Confession.
Forgive those who trespass against us.
Yes.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. So where are the temptations? So it's sort of confession or pre-confession. And so for thine is the kingdom and the glory and the power forever and ever. A little more adoration.
Adoration. A little thanksgiving in there too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. The seven connections are another way to sort of organize your prayer. Connection one. So you have your personal needs.
Right.
Connection two, marriage.
Right.
Connection three, family. Connection four, friends. Connection five, church.
Right.
Connection six, kingdom. Connection seven, world. Actually, in our
planner,
there's 7 days of the week, so every day focuses on a different connection. So every week you're like focused on one of these.
And
things.
You could do a Bible study. Where you say, so we're going to meet for the next 7 weeks, meaning to Bible study, or like that. And each week, we're going to have specific prayer for one of the, so this week is personal. Next week, you're in marriages, or your marriage, and family, friends, at church. It's
a
powerful way to cover all the bases in a Bible study.
And what's nice, again, in a group, if you say, okay, we're going to have prayer, and our prayer is on marriage today.
Right.
So here we go. And then Bob starts, I thank for my wife. And then his wife starts praying. She says, Lord, you know, we're struggling with this area.
Yeah.
And we're looking. And all of a sudden, the vulnerability that Bob and Helen showed. Now, the next couple, all of a sudden, might reveal a little more than they would have otherwise.
Right.
And all of a sudden, it becomes a cathartic. And, you know, in some ways, that's what prayer is.
Right.
It's to help us figure out what's good and what's wrong in our lives and to bring it to the surface so that we can actually lay some of these things at the feet of Jesus.
Beautiful.
All right.
Conversational
prayer. Now, what is that? Now, when I was a teenager, I went on this mission trip to Ogden, Utah. And we had this, I think he was a seminary guy, and he was leading us. And he taught us this. I'd never heard of it. You know, the prayers I knew before were, you know, God bless this food for Jesus' sake, amen, or Our Father who art in heaven, those kind of standard prayers. I didn't have this free form prayer at that time.
Right.
So he was like, okay, let's have a free form prayer. But a lot of times when you have a free form prayer, you'll start praying and you'll pray for five or six things, and the next person will pray for five or six random things. And it's sort of like you're on your own trail, you're on your own trail, you're on your trail, you're on your trail. And it's not like a together thing. So what he said is, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to have one topic at a time. So someone starts praying, let's say, got prayer of adoration. Okay, that's our topic. You know, when you're talking in a conversation like this, we stick to one conversation or one topic for a while until we're done with it. And then someone brings up something else and we start going. So that's what we did. It would be like, okay, we're going to do adoration. And, Lord, I just, you're amazing creator. And then someone else, Lord, the way you created the stars that we're looking at tonight. And everyone sort of joins in that topic.
Right.
And when there's a little bit of silence, someone can add a new topic.
Right.
And it's really cool because it makes people feed off of each other rather than just being an isolated person doing their own prayer, doing their own thing. It's like now you have to listen. What is the topic?
And I actually think that you could get this if you get the metaphor on this. Like I go back to the Golf Channel thing. It is, I can watch the Golf Channel for an hour of them giving adoration to this putt, that putt, this person, that putt, because I'm into this subject. But we are into God's creation.
Right.
And if we really just think of it, like, that's our normal life, to see the Lord. So if that's the topic. Right. But you can pick any topic and do that similar.
Right. So someone might say, Lord, it might be a marriage topic.
Right.
And now, maybe it's a topic that no one really connects with that much. Well, then a couple people say something and the topic is done.
Right.
And then just like in a conversation, we go to the next topic. And then all of a sudden you hit onto a real topic that everyone can relate to. And now all of a sudden a lot of people have a lot to say on that topic because it relates to them. And that's really what you want.
Right.
But it's like instead of bouncing around like
popcorn.
Random popcorn things going all over the place, it helps people listen to each other. It helps people feed up one another. And in some ways, what Henry just said, that sparked this in me.
Right.
So all of a sudden, now I'm edifying you got vulnerable. And because of that, that reminded me of something and brought to light something. And now I say it, which now encourages you because you took a chance on revealing something. But that led to someone else being healed or having this thing that they want to bring to the Lord. And in some ways, it's, you know, prayer is almost a Bible study. All prayer is the Bible study you were doing with God there, right? You're in a way inviting God to take up one of the chairs in the Bible study.
Very good. This was very insightful, and it reminds me of years of the best practices that I've seen in ministry of amazing small group leaders intuitively have done stuff like this.
All right, so in the next session, we'll look at another way that you can sort of enhance the Bible study experience.